In this first Guantanamo case to go to trial, the six military officers split their verdict on the charges against Salim Hamdan, who the prosecution portrayed as a member of bin Laden's inner circle, and the defense claimed was a poor man who took a job as a driver in order to feed his family. The 37-year-old, who is reported to have only 4 years of schooling, was found guilty, among other things, of transporting two surface-to-air missiles in the trunk of the car he was driving when he was captured in Afghanistan. That was during the U.S.-led invasion that followed the attacks of September 11, 2001. He was transferred to Guantanamo about 6 months later. The verdict was delivered after 8 hours of deliberation over 3 days at a multi-million dollar legal complex built earlier this year on the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo, not far from the detention center where Hamdan and hundreds of other alleged terrorists are held. The U.S. military lawyers appointed to defend Hamdan claim he was abused while in custody and that he cooperated with his interrogators. The Associated Press reports from Guantanamo that Hamdan put his head in his hands and wept as the verdict was read. The military commission's process has been controversial since it was created by the U.S. Congress 4 years ago, and the original structure was struck down by the Supreme Court. It is the first such process the United States has conducted since World War II, and it is designed in part to ensure that U.S. military secrets are not revealed in the course of the trials. While the Hamdan jury was deliberating, Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell said officials were pleased with how the 2-week trial had been handled.
We think that you've seen a fair and transparent process in which journalists were on hand, allowed to see the process, in which the defendant was offered a vigorous defense by his counsel, in which the prosecutor was able to make his case. It was a good first effort, or so it seems at this point, and we hope it is the beginning of at least 20 additional trials that will hopefully take place sooner than later down there.
A White House statement Wednesday said the Hamdan trial was fair and said the military commission's process is fair and appropriate. Human rights groups have a sharply different view.
I don't think there's any way you could characterize it as a fair and open process.
Stacey Sullivan of Human Rights Watch is just back from Guantanamo, where she and other activists were able to observe the Hamdan trial.
I think the verdict on this trial was in before the trial even started. The military commission lacks such fundamental due process guarantees that we don't think that Hamdan ever actually had a chance to have a fair trial.
Sullivan says the court's security officer blocked observers from hearing much of the key evidence because the U.S. military classified it as secret, including some of the interrogation methods used on Hamdan. Once the sentence is imposed, Hamdan can appeal the verdict to another military panel and then to a U.S. civilian court. But whatever the sentence, Hamdan faces another obstacle to ever being released. A separate military process has determined that he is an enemy combatant, and he would have to convince an annual review board that he is no longer a danger to the United States in order to become eligible for release. About 265 alleged terrorists are in the same situation at Guantanamo. The Pentagon spokesman, Jeff Morrell, says 100 or so may be released through the annual review process, and about 20 will be tried in military commissions. But he says the rest may be held for an indefinite period without being charged or tried.
There's still a significant population within Guantanamo who will likely never be released because of the threat they pose to the world, for that matter.
The Pentagon says it either cannot get sufficient evidence against those detainees, or the evidence it has is so sensitive it cannot even be presented in secret to a military commission. Stacey Sullivan at Human Rights Watch rejects those arguments.
If somebody is too dangerous to release, I don't think it should be too hard to find out why. Gather information and build a case against them and charge them. We're not a country that holds people indefinitely without charge. It so fundamentally opposes American values.
Like other human rights groups, Human Rights Watch says all the detainees at Guantanamo should either be formally charged or released. And if they are charged, they should be tried in regular U.S. civilian or military courts rather than the specially created military commissions. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.